$1,000 minute, the at work edition of the game is coming up at 9:35, and to get you closer to winning the money, the answer to question one this morning will be pants. Yes, pants. That's a fun answer. Pants. The answer to question one at 9:35. Good luck. What's trending in a recap of last night's Juno Awards on the way, plus the throwback throwdown too. First, music from Pink on Move 103.5.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets, pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about to be solved? We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called, but man, you fooled. What about us? What about us?
kiss me when I walk through your window to your door, and I'll know when the light is filled with cold. We'll be warm and nothing matters. The world is moving slow. I got you in my arms, now it's fine.
The Nat and Drew Show's Throwback Throwdown.
So, just before we get to the throwback picks this morning, Erin, I know you wanted to say hello to somebody.
I do. I, on Friday, had a chance to meet Cal. He works at Air Canada, and he listens to the Nat and Drew Show along with all, a lot of other people at Air Canada every single day.
Hi, Cal.
Hi, Cal.
Thanks for listening, Cal.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Now vote for me in the throwback throwdown this morning.
Oh, Drew.
The true throwbacks vying for your votes. Only one gets played. Which is it going to be? I'll share my pick in just a couple of moments. But first, Erin, you're up. What throwback do you want to hear this morning?
Well, Kelly Clarkson recently did an interview and said that some of the people early on in her career that she knew that were famous in music were real bullies. And there was no name mentioned, but Nat was thinking that it might have been Christina Aguilera. I personally wasn't sure about that, but I've had Christina on my mind ever since. And I just love her music. I sure hope she's not a bully. So we're going to go way, way, way back to one of her very early, if not first hits, What a Girl Wants.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever keeps me in your arms, I'm thankful.
Christina Aguilera, What a Girl Wants. If you want to vote for the alleged bully,
hey,
text the word Erin to 103535. Do you ever see tour announcements or see on social media that somebody's playing and then you get really bummed to find out that they're not coming to Vancouver?
Yes.
So I'm going through that right now. This band is touring in with two other English bands. This is going to be a great show. I'll tell you who else was on the bill in a second, but I saw, oh, they're playing Seattle. They're playing Toronto. They're playing Montreal. Oh, that's a long way to go. Why can't they be playing here? Because they did play here on their last tour, and I would love it if this tour did come to Vancouver. It's Soft Cell, Modern English, and Simple Minds. Come to Vancouver.
What a girl wants. What a girl.
Which one do you want to hear? You want to hear Alive and Kicking from Simple Minds, text the word Drew to 103535. If you want to hear
What a Girl
text the word Erin to 103535. We'll play the winner after Taylor Swift.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect. Sequined stars offer silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday.
been doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine the whole thing. I'm sure I can pass this test.
Battling for your votes, only one gets played. Aaron picking first.
What a Girl Wants.
My pick this morning is from Simple Minds. So much for your votes on the text lines at 103.5.3.5. Aaron and I have been sifting through the votes as they've been coming in this morning.
So have I.
I said Aaron and I.
Oh, I thought you said Aaron. I have been sifting.
No, Aaron and I.
I do. Why do I get so?
Why do you get so conspiratorial?
I don't know.
During the
I just feel
throwback.
Like you know.
It makes you irrational. Aaron.
I know. I do. You know I'm competitive. Okay, so here's from Tatiana. Holy moly, no contest. It's Drew. Ouch.
Well, I mean, Tatiana has a point. Although I don't really get Joanna's point. Like, this is interesting. It's always interesting because I feel like every single day, no matter what songs are up, we always get a message like Joanna's, who is voting for you, Aaron, this morning.
Oh, good.
And Joanna says, I've never even heard of Drew's song.
Alive.
And it's just,
Really,
like, it doesn't matter what the songs are. It's so interesting.
Yes.
Every single day,
yes.
We will get a text from someone who says they have never heard of one of these
Which
songs.
Which is the best part about this is so great. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Songs to some new to you. The
yes.
songs are new to you.
Drew, I just heard that song on the weekend and remembered how much I'd love it, and I would also love to see that show as well.
Yeah, it'd be a good tour.
Uh-huh.
Simple Minds, Soft Cell, and Modern English, unfortunately not coming to Vancouver. But the music of Simple Minds is right now with 56% of the votes.
Boo!
Thank you!
Rowena's happy.
You!
Boo.
I aim to please, Rowena. Thank you. Alive and kicking, Simple Minds in the Throwback Throwdown. Move 103.5.
You turned me on.
Could be right, the story I tell myself, and I know that it's in my mind. Just wanna see what the other side looks like. I'm so tired.
The True North was standing proud at the Juno Awards.
What's trending?
Vancouver was host to Canada's biggest night in music, the Juno Awards. Here's host Michael Bublé.
We are the greatest nation on earth. And we are not for sale.
Trump was never mentioned by name, but there were certainly some strong patriotic feelings that were flowing through the arena last night throughout the entire Juno Awards, whether it was Michael Bublé or even Lifetime Achievement Award winner Anne Murray. She has won more Juno Awards than any other person ever, and she added to her total by being awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award from Sarah McLachlan. Here's what Anne reflected on from the early days of her career.
Because the majority of my work was in the U.S., I was pressured very early in my career to move to New York or Los Angeles, and I just couldn't do it. I knew instinctively that I needed a place to go to escape when my work was done. Canada was my safe haven, and it still is. Thank you very much.
And she said that while wearing a glittery Team Canada hockey jersey.
Oh, my God. I was so proud. Weren't you so proud last night, Drew?
Has anybody... Yes, the feelings were great. It was an emotional night. I don't think anybody has received a Lifetime Achievement Award for music wearing a hockey jersey before. But I thought it was very fitting last night that it was Anne Murray. The one thing that I was wondering about was... how is Anne Murray just getting a Lifetime Achievement Award now in 2025?
Right.
Feels like she could have easily won this, oh, I don't know, 25 years ago. But she was there and part of a great, great night. When it comes down to the winners at the Juno Awards, though, Tate McRae was the weekend's biggest winner, nabbing four of the five awards that she was nominated for. Unfortunately, she was not at the show. So none of the awards were seen on the CBC broadcast. There were some other awards. I believe they were given out on Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Anything that wasn't part of the CBC broadcast last night were given away at a different event on Saturday. And I think that's where Tate won all of her awards. So for anybody who watched the show last night and is now hearing that Tate McRae is the big winner, you might be thinking, she what?
Wait a minute.
I didn't see any of that. No, you didn't. It all happened off the air on Saturday.
But you saw Anne Murray.
You saw Anne Murray in that glittery hockey jersey, and that was worth the price of admission alone. Tate McRae could not be there. She was performing at a music festival in Brazil.
Oh, okay.
Over the weekend. It's tough being a big international pop star, Aaron. It's a tough schedule.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Sitting there to die.
5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, the home of the $1,000 minutes in the At Work edition of the game is coming up next. Want to take a shot at winning $1,000 on a Monday morning? Call us right now at 604-280-1035. Caller 25 gets to play after Billie Eilish on Move Radio.
Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Carol had quite the weekend. Carol, you were busy this weekend.
We were. We got to see Tina Turner the musical, and we checked out the Banksy exhibit while we were downtown.
Oh, my gosh. Banksy and Tina. How was the Tina show?
Oh, it was amazing.
I bet.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to see Tina in concert one time, once upon a time. And I literally sat in the very last row. Like, I'm slapping concrete behind me. I was in the very last row of the arena. But it was incredible. She was one of those performers that could just make you feel like you were sitting front row center the whole time. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, and I'm assuming Banksy was also excellent.
Very cool.
Very cool. Very cool weekend for Carol, and hopefully your new week starts off in a very cool way, too. You win $1,000 playing the $1,000 Minute. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, Carol, and you win $1,000. If not, it's $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Let's do it. $1,000 Minute starts now. What? What snowbird singer won a Lifetime Achievement Award last night at the Junos?
Pass.
Which planet shares its name with a chemical element?
Mercury.
Paramount, Universal, and Warner Brothers are all what?
Record labels.
Name a color in the Skip the Dishes logo.
Orange.
Name a street directly surrounding the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Canby.
What's a profiterole pastry known as in English?
Cookie.
Which member of the Scooby-Doo gang wore a purple dress?
Velma.
Which sport is played with brooms and stones?
Curling.
And finish the title of this 2015 hit from Adele, Water Under...
The Bridge.
And the snowbird singer won a Lifetime Achievement Award of the Junos. There you go. You got that just in time. But there were a couple of other things that you were close on, but you missed.
Yeah, at least two.
The Paramount, Universal, and Warner Brothers question, you know, if Paramount only had a record label. Oh, they do? Aaron, do they? Is it the same Paramount that owns the studios? Okay.
Paramount Records.
Okay.
Was a prominent American record label.
Okay. I'm not even sure they're the same. So was, so it doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Okay. So we're not, so that is a wrong answer there. The street surrounding the Vancouver Art Gallery, Hornby Howe, no. Georgia, or Robson.
Robson.
Not
yeah.
Canby. And profiteroles, they're known as cream puffs, not cookies, cream puffs in English. And Daphne was the Scooby Gang member who wore the purple dress, not Velma. Velma, I believe, was in orange. I believe Velma was
sure
in
orange. She sure was.
dressed like the Skip the Dishes logo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers and $60 for you this
Woo!
Morning. Thank you, Carol.
Perfect.
Have a great day. Thanks so much for listening. $1,000 Minute powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. We play twice a day, 7:35 and 9:35 on Move.
If you're not the one for me, then I'll come, I can bring you to your knees. If you're not the one for me, why do I hate the idea of being free? And if I'm not the one for you, you've gotta stop holding me the way you do. Oh, and if I
Best variety, Move 103.5. That is going to wrap things up here on the Nat and Drew Show this morning. Drew and Aaron this morning, but before we go, let's take a moment to review what we learned on the show today. Aaron, what did you learn today?
Carbon tax is taken away from us at midnight tonight. And so everybody's kind of hoping for this big, huge drop in gasoline, and then they're going to fill up tomorrow. But guess what? Murphy's Law. So many things are happening. It's not likely that that drop's going to be significant. They're doing the big changeover from the winter fuel to the summer fuel. There are also some supply chain issues.
Oh, yes.
So guess what?
No doubt refinery issues.
100%.
As well.
Something about the pipeline.
It's on my drive in this morning, it was 196.
Can you believe that?
So, I mean, great if the carbon tax goes away. The prices will just fall back down to what it was over the weekend.
It's pretty frustrating.
Essentially, which is odd timing for sure.
But the experts do say don't lose faith because we are going to see them come down as we head toward the summer, which is awesome.
I learned this morning that speaking of summer and travel, the thing that makes people nervous the most on airplane rides, it's not turbulence.
What?
It's crying babies. According to this poll, nothing makes people more nervous or anxious on a flight than the sound of crying babies.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense to me. Turbulence, I understand, because you're just like, oh, what's happening here? But a baby crying is just a baby crying.
I agree, but the question is it going to cry the entire time?
Well,
and that's why they're nervous.
Look, this is why, I believe this is historic fact, the reason why noise-canceling headphones were invented. They were invented by somebody who was sitting next to a crying baby on an airplane. This is why these exist, and if you don't have them in 2025, it might be a you problem. Surprising fact there. Speaking of travel, we want to send you to Sandals Royal Bahamian with Password to Paradise. We have your next password coming up at 10 o'clock. You can listen to the show on demand anytime. Just search for the Nat and Drew Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paradise is just a password away.
I want to travel.
Move 1035's Password to Paradise.
Oh my God, let's go.
Every single weekday. You could win an all-inclusive vacation for two to Sandals Royal Bahamian in Nassau, Bahamas.
Are you freaking serious?
Listen for the passwords every 2 hours starting at 6.
And enter at move1035.ca.
Move's Password to Paradise.
Brought to you by Sandals Resorts. Get closer to the Caribbean.
We're here to protect people.
Officer John Nolan has proven he can keep up with the young cops and the criminals.
Try and stop me.
Nathan Fillion stars in The Rookie.
Let's get this done.
New episode Tuesday at 9, 10 Mountain. Stream next day on Crave.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
Joe and Lucy needed a new roof and reached out to Alpine Credit. I flew over to help them with a home renovation loan. I suggested they transform their house into a giant robot head. Beams that shoot from the eyes. Pew, pew. Instead, they just went with shingles. But it's pretty glorious.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns, The Last of Us. Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking.
We finished what we started.
The Last of Us, new season April 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Hi, it's Drew Savage. Have you ever needed to get something fixed in your house and it's a disaster? No shows, surprise costs, you name it, it's happened. So when my toilet sprung a leak this week, I knew what to do. I downloaded the Jiffy app, which is finally in Vancouver. I was matched with John, a licensed, vetted plumber, and he came the next day, diagnosed the issue, and fixed the leak at a great price. You've got to try this too. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at jiffyondemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Wegovy, Wegovy, ask for it by name. Wegovy, Wegovy, that's all I will say. There's things about Wegovy that I wanna talk to. Don't ask me, go ask your doctor. Wegovy, Wegovy, it's all I will say. Wegovy, Wegovy, ba 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 bang bang. Ask your doctor about Wegovy today. Visit the website Wegovy.
Our engagement ring collection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy your time at Spence.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Ooh, I got a text. Wonder who it is. I'll check at the next stoplight.
When it comes to dangerous driving, we can be our own worst enemy. Help police keep our roads safe by being a responsible driver. Because safer roads start with you. A message from the BC Police Chiefs.
Some choices make life simple. At Pollock Clinics, we've been perfecting a virtually painless vasectomy designed to optimize your comfort and recovery. The no-needle, no-scalpel technique has been scientifically shown to reduce complications. But we didn't stop there. Our innovative refinements even eliminate the need for metal clips and cautery, meaning no burning to your tissue. Over 75,000 vasectomies and counting. There's no substitute for experience. Visit PollockClinics.com to learn more today.
What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
Crave presents the new season of the Emmy Award-winning HBO original series, The White Lotus. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at Crave.ca.
Hey!
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't you start the music?
On Move.
Mm-hmm.
I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick.
Grab me up between your legs and arms. FM, Vancouver.
Move 1035.
An iHeart radio station.
Password to paradise.
Move 1035's Password to Paradise.
Your chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
Huge congratulations to Bruce, who is off to Sandals Royal Bahamian, and you could be next in line, too, with Move's Password to Paradise. Here's your 10 o'clock password. It is destination. Destination. Enter that now at moveradio.ca. Good luck.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, I push it down.